Ovis, Perek Beis, Mishne Beis. Rabban Gamliel, B'noi Yishur, Yehuda, Hanosi, Oimer. A word of introduction is in place over here. Mishnayis, in the other Masechtas in Shas, never quote Rabban Gamliel, the son of Yehuda, Hanosi. He's the successor. The Gemara says in Ksubas that Rabbeinu HaKadosh appointed him his successor, B'chayev, as the Nosi. He's never mentioned in Mishnayis. And yet, clearly, if he's over here in the Mishnayis, he has the status of a Tana. We have to understand that the Musik Tana, even though we commonly say that a Tana of the G'doylei Hadoiris that are mentioned in Mishnayis, that's not 100% accurate. The Tana is somebody who lived in a certain time span, and yes, those that are mentioned in that context were great enough to be in the Mishnayis. Not all Tanoim are mentioned in the Mishnayis. So what defines a Tana? What time frame defines a Tana? So we would say that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, if you go with the history, was Nifter Be'erech in the year 3950 Mibriyas Olam, which is about 120 something years after Churban Bayis Sheni, because the commonly dated year of Churban Bayis Sheni is 3828. So it's 122 years after that. The Tkufas HaTanoim continued for a dor, maybe a dor and a half, let's say another 50 years, after Ptiras Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Those that are considered the Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which really means when the Gemara uses that term, those that were on the Bezin of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, are considered Tanoim. The Gemara, in fact, uses the terminology of Rav Tanahu Polik. That means Rav has a koyach to argue on Gedolei Hadoris as a Tana. Rav is never mentioned in Mishnayis because Rabbeinu HaKadosh sealed the Mishnayis B'doiroi, and those that were not in the wording of the Mishnah that was given over to Rabbeinu HaKadosh weren't mentioned. There are braises that mention great Gedolim of those Tkufas that are Tanoim. They have a koyach. The Tana is somebody who belongs to that Tkufa. We might even give it a historical, a Hashkofa perspective. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the 2,000 years from when Avram Avinu started teaching Torah, which was in the year 2000, Avram Avinu was born the year 1948, Laminyan Ha'olam. The Medrash says the age of 52 he started teaching Torah. It's called Alpayim Shel Torah. Alpayim Shel Torah is the Tkufa where Torah is shown at its brightest and the Koyach of Har Sinai flourished. After that, the Goyin says we're ready in Golos, and there's a diminishing. And Mimele, those that flourished from that time on, Gedolei Olam, beyond our Hasogis, were Amiroim, they're not Tanoi. There's another element also that's worth mentioning, even though it's not directly related to this Mishnah, is that there were Gedolei Olam that were considered on par with Tanoim that are mentioned in the Mishnayis, and they're not mentioned in the Mishnayis. For instance, the greatest, or one of the greatest, of the Dor of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. The five Talmidim, the great Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Loza, they're mentioned all over Shas. Another of their colleagues is Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson was appointed when he came from Bavli, he's called Rabbi Nosson HaBavli. He was appointed to the post of Av Bezdin of the Sanhedrin, which means that he was from the Gedolei Gedolim Sheba Olam. And yet he's never mentioned the Mishnah. Sometimes we'll have in the Gemara a Braisa that Rabbi Nosson had a different understanding of this halacha, and it's mentioned in the Braisa. What's the Pshat? Pshat, since Rabbi Nosson was from the Gedolei Olam in Bavel, he was on par with the Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael, but the Mishnayis that speak B'shem, the later Tanoim, the Tanoim that were from the door after the door of Rabbi Kiva, the Chaverov, they're already the Tanoim that lived after the Beis HaMikdash, they're already Tanoim that were not from the Gedolim in Yavne, which was a Hemshech of the Mokom HaMikdash, it was some of the glory of the Mikdash was still there. And Memela, they're being mentioned in the Mishnayis is in conjunction with Shmuois, or they're arguing about Pratim of Shittis Midoyos HaKadmoinim. The Yesoidois of the Mishnayis were already there. The later Tanoim developed and elucidated, and there were Pratim that they filled out. Reb Nosson being from Bovel was not participant to the discussions and debates about what was the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what was the shita of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and the other earlier Tanoim, because he didn't learn by them. He learned in Bovel. Similarly, he's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So this is just a little bit of a background. We'll also point out in Biyachas to Pirkei Avos, the fact that Reb Nosson HaBavli that we just spoke about, there's a Braisa that's called Avos de Reb Nosson, printed up over here in the back of the Gemara. Avos de Reb Nosson is a much extended version of Maseches Avos, has a lot more information, and it's patterned on Pirkei Avos, but it's a Braisa because it's much more, that's what the Tesefta is. The Tesefta is much more information in the Seder of the Mishnayis, and there are details always that the Gemara brings as Braises, not as authoritative as the Mishnah. It's not the Loshna Mishnah, but it's the Braises that were edited by Reb Chiya and Reb Oishio, who are also Tanoim of the Beis Medrash of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They're in that 50-year gap. So the last Tanoim that we have mentioned over here in Mishnayis, only in Mishnayis office, is Rabbi Gamliel ben Oishio Reb Yudah Anossi. And he says, Yofe Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, Sheyagia Shnei Mashkacha Sovon. It's possible that this memra maybe is said, Be'itoi, or like we're saying, this is the last Kufa that Klal Yisrael is still living in what's called the Alpayim Shel Torah, where the atmosphere of Torah in Yerushalayim was natural, and it was there, it was in the air. After that, a Yid already has to work hard to battle with the Yetzer Hara. And because of that, Rabban Gamliel ben Oishio Reb Yudah Anossi has an Eitzah, that if a person wants to not have to fight an overwhelming battle against the Eitzah Hara, what he should do is he should be in a state of not having koyach or time or energy to be able to be choyte. If a person is constantly in the state of using his time and his energy to the utmost, then he won't have time. Yofi Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. Talmud Torah takes koyach, it takes time, and it takes moyach, and it takes commitment. And if a person has to support a family, so he has to work hard on both ends. He has to chaperine every minute that he has for limud Torah, and he also has to work hard in order to be self-sufficient. Derech Eretz is the term that's used. It can be used in various ways. Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is kodma la Torah. Derech Eretz over here means ishtadlus for panosa. A combination of the two, Yegiah Shnehem, where it's B'Yegiah, and the Yegiah exhibits itself in both fronts, in Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz Mashkach HaSov, and that itself will be the best preventative against the Yetzer Hara. V'chol Torah She'eni Mo Melocha, again, it could be that during Alpayim Shel Torah, maybe this wasn't the advice for Doris that were filled with people that rose to greatness in Torah, but when there was a diminishing of the stature of Torah and the intensity of Torah in the ear. Again, the intensity of Torah, B'tkufas HaMeroim, is far beyond anything that we can conjure. The intensity of what Limud HaTorah looked like in a shtetl in Poland, in Lita, 100 years ago, is beyond the intensity we could imagine. Kal v'chomer, ben, etc. To many, etc. We're talking about Deris HaKadmai Mamish, but still, the natural, that the Bria itself is a Bria of Torah, that existed only up to the end of the Tkufas HaTanoim. And it could be in that context, he's saying, called Torah She'eni Mo Melocha, there has to be a certain tempering of the person with Melocha in order to bring a person to a state where he doesn't have time or inclination to be Isaac in Narishkeiten. Torah She'eni Mo Melocha, Seifu B'Teilo, because the person has no parnosa, so he's going to have to cut corners, he's going to have to be oisik in something that's not going to be on the straight and narrow. And Mamela, the Loshon of the Rav is Umalastim Sabriyas Umashachach Talmudoi. His Torah is not going to be in the sky if he's not living a life of Erlichkeit. Seifer B'Teilo V'Gerer Sovain, and ultimately that lifestyle will lead to Averis. V'chol Ho'amelim Ela Tzibur, here he says something else. Those that are oisik to be mezakeh the tzibur, to take care of public needs, be it Oisik in the Chesser organization, Tzedakah, or being Oisik in Ruchni is the needs of the Tzibur. You are Melum Imoim L'Shem Shamayim. It's easy enough for a person to fall victim to his position, to his shteller. And as Klal Yisrael deteriorated, there were those that stepped up and were Oisik. In every door, there are those that carry the oil of the Tzibur. However, the word of advice over here is that there has to be an extra push for a person to focus, if he's an Oisik and Matzibur, that he's being Omol L'Shem Shamayim. It's easy enough to fall out of that. Sheschus Avoisom Miseyatom. The schus avois of the tzibur, when a person doesn't bat for the tzibur, he has the schus avois of that tzibur going to bat for him. The avos akdoshim, the shiftei kor, tanoim and aviroim, and so on. V'tzidkosom, the tzidkus of that group of avois, emedus la'ad. That's a schus that lasts. V'atem, those that are oisik b'tzorich tzibur l'shem shamayim. He's talking directly to them. It's interesting, Lashon. Till now, he was telling us about how to be a successful Askin. Now he's talking to the Askonim themselves. That time, you group of Askonim that are doing so much for Tzibur, Mala ani aleichem schar, harbe kilu asisem. I'm counting you. You have the schar. Kilu. Your work is what brought about the results. It could very well be that the whole result that's created by hard work of Askonim is b'schus ha-tzibur. B'lamaisich, the Torah Kedesh, the Rebbeinu Shlom, counts as if it's your schus. Just add one more detail that when we had earlier in the Mishnah of Yofet Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, Chol Torah She'eni Mo Melacha, there are those that say that we're not talking about things that are Hishtadlus Panasa. Derech Eretz means the work of Midas Tovis. This would be a makor for the Avodas HaMuster that has to accompany Torah. When there are Bnei Aliyah that are Miyageh of Omol B'Torah, and the only other thing they're Isaac in is Tikkun HaMidas and Shvius HaTovis and gaining Hashkofes Torahs, that combination, Yageh Shneim, that's Mashgach HaSovin. It could be called Torah She'eni Mo Melacha, it's the same thing. If it doesn't go together with Avodas HaMidos and Avodas HaMitzvos, then Memela, the Torah itself doesn't have a kiyum, and that's why the Mishnah says Sefer B'Telo, the Gereres of it. Mishnah Gimel. Have a Zihirin Birshus, Rabbi Gamliel warns us that even though when one does for Klal Yisrael, he has to have to do a certain amount with the authorities. However, have a Zihirin Birshus, be very careful on any connections and relationships and shared experiences with the Rishus, with those that are in charge. Mufashim point out that this is really something that we had earlier, B'Shem, by the Tchuvus HaZuga, it's Shmaya says, Altis Vada L'Rishus. Mufashim explained, Altis Vada L'Rishus is talking to another Prati. Don't make yourself known to the authorities. Keep a low profile. Here we're talking about Avizim Rishus. This is already a guidance to future Nesim, future Gedalei Adar. Don't become overly close to those that are representing the government. By nature, politicians are there for themselves. So Mela, what looks like they're Makar of a person for that person's qualities is really only the Tzarech Atzman. They look like they're connected, that they're very close to the person who they favor when it works for them. When that person is in trouble in some way, then all of a sudden his former close friends in the political world abandon him. Very telling. That means Mekan Ve'elech, the Rishus is assumed cynical and unreliable. So again, Mistama Rabbi Gamliel is pointing this out in the context of his understanding. Befrat, I understand that after Rabbeinu HaKodesh had this tremendous shutvus which accounted so much for Klal Yisrael, when he collaborated with Antoninus, after that, it's one bad thing after another. There was a deterioration. That last bit of the Mo'er HaTorah that's shown in the Alpayim Shel Torah is the kesher that Rabbeinu HaKodesh has with the Rishus. And Chazal are warning us that after that, Have a zeirin birshus. That's the limit over here.